Now, I've spent the last few days with Bartimaeus. I really, really like him. I think he's a wonderful disciple. I love this gospel healing story. It's becoming one of my favorite healing stories in all of Mark's gospel. I think Bartimaeus is such a model of discipleship. I think we can all see ourselves in one way or another in Bartimaeus. In the last few weeks, a couple months, the 12, and by extension all of us, we've been hearing about all the qualities of discipleship. Do you remember? Recognize Jesus, deny self, empower others, be inclusive, don't seek recognition or accolades. Be a servant to one another. Don Hansen calls these readings that we've had from Mark, places them in the category of the school of discipleship. And if we were to give progress reports to the parents of the 12, they wouldn't be very good. The 12 would be failing as disciples. The head of the class up to now, Bartimaeus. The blind beggar, son of Timaeus. It's an interesting name. You know, in the Semitic world, names meant a lot. It was more than just a label, something that you called someone. A name captured a certain character of the person. A name pointed to all the potential that that person might have. Names meant something. And this name, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, it's confusing. We don't know where it comes from. Some say its roots are Aramaic. Others say its roots are Greek. If it's Aramaic, then that would mean that Bartimaeus translates as the son of defilement. If it's Greek, then he is the son of honor. I like to look at him as both. One who is weighed down, defiled by sin, and yet raised up to his proper dignity after his encounter with Jesus. Just like all of us, whenever we encounter Jesus. Bartimaeus is a man of faith. He trusts Jesus. He doesn't put on any airs. There's no pretense about him. He's not trying to make himself look good. He's not telling a sob story to gain sympathy. He's just who he is. He presents himself as is to Jesus. I want to see. And that could be taken on many, many different levels. Master, I want to see again. I want my physical sight restored. But it can also mean, Master, restore my spiritual sight. I want to see as you see. I want to recognize others as you recognize them. I want to see. And here's what makes Bartimaeus so appealing. It's the last line. Jesus restores his sight and then tells him, go on your way. And Bartimaeus is left with many, many options. Many, many roads he can choose. And what does he do? He followed him along the way. The path that Bartimaeus chose is to follow Jesus. The way for Bartimaeus is the way of the Christ. And gathered here this morning, we pray that our way may be to follow Jesus, that our way is Christ's way.